Now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Indeed we do. Welcome back to the Attack, Hour 2. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for a ride each and every day. We got us affiliates all around the country. We did love them, love, and they love us right back. But in today's day and age, you know the drill. All about radio on the go. And, you know, if you're heading somewhere, you're heading to work, settling in at the desk, you can go to our website, award-winning website, click on the Listen Live button. There we be. And that's a beautiful thing. You're heading down to the beach. Man, it's a beautiful day up here in New York. It really is. I already see people walking to the beach down the street. Maybe a little sunblock. Use the sunblock. Take it from me. And, you know, you click in, you listen to some Spano and Black. You can do it on iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You know the drill. Got you an iPad? Yeah. Got you an iPhone? Yeah. Have you made that decision yet? $1,000 for the phone or stock? What's it going to be? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll handle your transactions. You know, have a little bit of fun with it. Go down there. Tablet. Samsung. Doesn't matter. It's all available. It's all there for you. Get you some Spano and Black. Period. Case closed. The desk on the old PC, you know, it's there for you. No issues whatsoever. What's most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls protect our six each and every day. They're out there. They're in the uniform. They're the target. They're running towards it while most people are running away from it. And if you see one of these guys and girls on the street, make sure you go up, give them an attaboy, an attagirl, thank them for their service, buy them a cup of coffee, whatever you need to do, and be on your way, because they're doing it and you're not. Let's tap into break, step aside. When we come back, football, NFL style, right after this short time out on Black Air Not. See ya.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Indeed they are. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. And phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine wins, six losses, because don't forget we had a postponed game. But, man, I got off to a crappy start. New England losing, who saw that coming? The Jets, yeah, everybody saw that coming, but I kind of thought if they were going to steal one, it was going to be against Buffalo. It's going to be very hard for them to win a football game this year. And the question is when, not if. Now, this past week, Hackenberg was the number two. Petty's number three. Petty outplayed Hackenberg in the preseason, but he's not an NFL starter. He's just not. They have to find out about Hackenberg, and he'll be in there sooner rather than later. Atlanta won. Cincinnati looks like manure. Marvin Lewis is finally going to lose his job at the end of the year. They may end up being one of the worst teams as well. And if you're Andy Dalton, I wouldn't exactly feel secure in my situation, because I have a feeling if Cincinnati tanks this year, and I don't mean intentionally, but I think if they end up being a bad football team and they end up having a top five pick, they may go quarterback. They may go quarterback with a new head coach coming in. Hank Dalton out there as an alternative for a team that needs a starting quarterback. See Jackson. And try to get a pick, probably a second rounder for him, maybe even a third rounder. A.J. McCarron will move on, and they'll start from scratch. That's my prediction. Dalton's not a bad quarterback. He's just not a great quarterback. He's a middle-of-the-pack guy. Pittsburgh barely squeezed by Cleveland. I told you about Cleveland. They're going to be competitive, and they're going to win some football games this year. Detroit took care of its business. Houston has already changed quarterbacks. I think they should have gone with Deshaun Watson out of the gate. But O'Brien, and you know, the only criticism I have of O'Brien as of but the only criticism I have of him is he really seems like he's very indecisive on certain things. And if you're going to lead a football team, you can't be that way. And what I mean is, here's a guy who has changed quarterbacks. They're going to be working, if Watson starts, which is what it looks like, their ninth quarterback in the time that he's been there. And here's a guy coming out of college that has a reputation of being a quarterback. Now, he was trying to go the traditional NFL way, go with the guy with experience and let the rookie kind of get his feet wet. But here it is. They're a playoff caliber team everywhere except the quarterback. They made the playoffs last year. Their defense is arguably the best in football. And they got whooped by a Jacksonville team that can't get out of its own way. You know, who had his moments. Yeah, but there's a couple of issues going on here. Number one, their offensive line isn't getting it done, which is the case with a lot of football teams. But the other thing is, they just their productivity from the quarterback position is not good. And the thing is, if they make the switch to Watson as the starter this week, they can't go back. They can't. And you saw in this past game against Jacksonville, where Calais Campbell with four sacks. I mean, he's a statue. And it's not his fault. And statues can win in a National Football League. But you got to have protection. You know, and when you look at this Houston team, here's a guy in a hot seat. This guy took his team to the playoffs last year. If they finish at 500 or they have a sub-500 year, because Watson has rookie growing pains and they're going to have to find out, he'll lose his job. Now, he could coach my football team, but he will lose his job. I think they go with Watson. I think they run it out, and I still think they make the playoffs. But we'll see. Tennessee, you know, there's two teams you have to look at. You have to look at Tennessee. You got to look at Tampa Bay. Their quarterbacks in their situation, you know, obviously we didn't see Tampa Bay play. They have to make the jump the same way David Carr did in his year three. It's time. All training wheels are off. If you don't have the playbook, you ain't never going to have the playbook. I couldn't believe how badly Tennessee performed. Seriously. I was amazed. And Marcus Mariota, who again, you know, look, I'm not always right. I don't claim to be always right. But coming out of college, I didn't particularly care for either quarterback at the top. Not that they were bad and not they were going to be horrible, whatever the circumstances were, because that's not what I was in. Could take you to a Super Bowl. I don't know. And I'm still not sold on either one of them. But Oakland, who is one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl, manhandled them. And they took care of them on defense. And Tennessee's offense did squadouche. Mariota was 25 of 41 for 256 yards. 6.2 yards per attempt. A lot of dump offs. You know, we know what the formula is. Give it to DeMarco Murray. Give it to Derrick Henry. But the rest of the NFL knows what it is, too. They're going to have to let him throw the football a little bit. And, oh, by the way, they allegedly addressed that. Their core wide receivers, including the rookie Corey Davis, are supposed to be pretty good. They added Eric Decker, Rishard Matthews, Delanie Walker. You know, these guys are not chumps. The offensive line is solid. Get the ball down the field. Oakland, on the other hand, had some nice balance. And if a coach, 32 attempts for David Carr, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 22 of 32. Beast mode, 18 for 76. Now, the thing is, they don't have much behind him. They got to hope that Jalen Richard can haul the mail a little bit. Because if Beast starts to wear down on the back end of the year, they're going to have problems. They get the Jets this week, should be a walkover. They're in good shape. I didn't like what I saw out of Houston either. Now I had Houston as a wild card. What I did like was what I saw out of Carson Wentz. He had him a nice game. 26 of 39, 307, 2 touchdowns. Threw a pick. They tried to keep it balanced with LeGarrette Blount, who can only play in New England. I have no idea why. But what I did like with Philadelphia is them moving the ball around. I really, really like them moving the ball around. Zach Ertz had 8 receptions for 93 yards. Darren Sproles had 5 for 43. Nelson Agholor, 6 for 86. Alshon Jeffrey, 3 for 38. They moved it around. What I didn't like out of Washington was, first of all, they can't run the football. And that's going to be a big problem. Their leading rusher and moved him because he put the ball on the ground, which I understand. They have nothing to back him up. They're bad running the football. They're gonna lose a lot of games. And Kirk Cousins will be moving on. I'm Bob Black. Let's move on to a commercial. We'll be back right after the short timeout.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's been given the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Yeah, it has been. The late, great Al Lewis. Go back to the attack. Bob Black, Cindy Roberto. Again, talking some NFL. And we'll get to the games in the next segment. But off of week one, what I liked, what I didn't like. I didn't like the Redskins. I certainly liked the Eagles. We'll see how it plays out. I don't know if they're going to be able to run the football enough, and I think ultimately that will get them in trouble. But they looked pretty good, and it looked like Carson Wentz is ready to take the next step. So, yeah, we'll see. You know, there's trouble in Indianapolis. Now, are the Rams as good as they looked against the Colts? No, but the Colts are that bad. Scott Tolzien ain't the answer. Time, but he went 2-of-3, 51 yards for a 17-yard average. Frank Gore, Marion Mack, Robert Turbin, they can't run the football. T.Y. Hilton's the weapon. Jared Goff looked pretty good. 21-of-29, 306, 10.6. Again, they spread the ball around. Todd Gurley, 19 carries for 40 yards. They stayed committed. They ran the football 33 times. You know, the results weren't great because they're still crowding the line of scrimmage on Gurley. But if Goff continues to improve, that'll loosen up a little bit too. Cooper Kupp, who's won himself a starting job. Now, you know, he had a big game, 4-for-76. Sammy Watkins, 5-for-58. Gurley was productive out of the backfield. Robert Woods had 3-for-53. Gerald Everett, the big tight end out of Southern, South Alabama, had a big 39-yard reception. They very intelligently, Les Snead and company, have put weapons around their quarterback. Now, you know, you have a choice. Do you build on the offensive line to protect your quarterback, or do you get him weapons? Their offensive line's pretty good. So they decided to go with weapons. You know, they signed Whitworth in the offseason. He ain't young. He's 12 years. He's 35 years old. But they locked him in at left tackle. Roger Saffold at left guard. He got moved to the inside. So they're stout on the left side. You know, they could improve it a little bit on the right side. But they're all mammoth. Would they like to improve at right tackle? Sure they would. But Haverstein's pretty solid. But like I said, they upgraded the weapons, and they upgraded them in a big way. And no, they're not going to win the NFC West. They will get exposed. But they're still pretty damn solid on defense, and Aaron Donald has come into camp. And provided he doesn't get hurt, he'll get it done. They've moved Mark Barron off the safety position into inside linebacker. It's at 6'2", 225, but he's just a hitter. And he uses his speed to compensate for his lack of bulk. And he's a damn good player. So, you know, hope springs eternal in L.A. to them and the Chargers. But it was a nice first performance. And they get the Redskins. They're going to beat the Redskins. I truly think so. And then they get the 49ers, and they're going to beat the 49ers. They'll be 3-0, and people will start talking about the Rams. But that's going to be it. Then they get the Cowboys, the Seahawks, Cardinals, Giants, Jags. And the Jags, they probably should win by that point in time. They get significantly tougher. But they're looking at a 7-9, 8-8 season. If Jared Goff continues to play. And it looks like with that head football coach and him understanding offense, unlike the idiot that was coaching there last year, they have somebody that can exploit the talents. And they're making it work. I mean, putting a guy in a Hall of Fame. But he's going to do enough to get it done. I talked about what happened with the Steelers. DeShone Kizer was pretty good. 20 of 30 for 222, a touchdown and an interception. It ain't great, but it ain't bad. And Cleveland could have lost that. I could have won that football game. They were close. Le'Veon Bell looked rusty, which is to be expected. Browns had no answer for Antonio Brown. He went up over Jason McCourty, hauled it in. That was it. And, you know, end of the game. But again, once Myles Garrett was a lot of havoc. They're going to Baltimore. They're playing the Ravens. You know, they protected Joe Flacco. They're not going to be able to protect him this week. We'll see how it plays out. Like I said, there's some hope. And DeShone Kizer might be your man. We'll see. You know, it's a one-game sample. But he didn't look overwhelmed against, you know, pretty good defense. Team that did look overwhelmed, like I said, was the Bengals. They got nothing going on. I mean, nothing. Andy Dalton threw four picks. Four picks. Ravens protected Flacco, 9 of 17 for $121. They're going to try to ground and pound as much as possible and then see what direction it takes. I have a feeling with Cleveland they're going to quit on this coach pretty quick. I really do. I think they know he's gone. Cleveland has not given him an extension. I think they know the quarterback. It's a mess. They're a bad football team. Arizona went in against Detroit. Matthew Stafford, four touchdowns, one interception. You bitching about that contract now? They stayed committed to the run. 27 attempts for 82 yards. The average stunk. It was 3 points a carry, 3 yards a carry. But it didn't faze them. And they took the game away from Arizona in the fourth quarter where they needed to. They've got enough weapons. The key to their season, one of them anyway, is keeping Abdullah on the field. Because when he's on there, they're honest when it comes to rushing. Problem is, he's 5'9" and 203 pounds. They're coming to New York to face the Giants on Monday night. They're going to be pissed. But there's good things going on in Detroit. Not so much in Arizona. I do think that window is slammed shut. I was talking about the Texans in Jacksonville. You know something? Blake Bortles was 11 of 21 for 125 yards and a touchdown. It was a dominant defensive performance. It was not a dominant offensive performance. They got the win. Season. Leonard Fournette, first game, 100 yards, 26 carries. They're going to run him between the tackles until he falls down and dies. Chris Ivory gave him a little bit of a break, 9 carries, 42 yards, and that's exactly what you need Chris Ivory to do. He's a big boy who's always getting nicked. You put him in this backup position, it's exactly what needs to happen. T.J. Yeldon out for the year. Can they win football games? Yeah. They're still going to have to get a quarterback, but they can win football games. Packers and the Seahawks. I got to admit, I was surprised by this. Packers defense was much better than I thought it was going to be. They stayed committed to the run. Ty Montgomery had 19 carries for 54 yards. It's not going to work all year. Truthfully. Panthers took care of their business against the Niners. It's going to happen a lot this year with the Niners. But again, they were protected. He didn't get sacked. And they used Christian McCaffrey the right way. Giants, boy, oh boy, oh boy. You better get an offensive line together somehow. I don't know if they can. We'll see. 19-3, they lost. They can't score. Not bueno. We'll be back. We'll preview this upcoming week right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll be taking these Huggies and whatever cash you got.
Works for me. I'm getting to the point where I need the Huggies, and God knows I don't have the cash. So, that works. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Again, an intriguing game here tonight. And of course, I should give a little bit of love. Business. And Sam Bradford looked really good. You know, Minnesota's in a bizarrely enviable position in that if they keep Bridgewater on the pup all year, they've got him under their control for another 2 years. Now, if they bring him off halfway through the season, well, you know, then they lose a year of service. Sam Bradford's going to be a free agent after this year. Sam Bradford's staying upright, and he is performing like the number one overall pick that he was. 346 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's got weapons. And we'll see. Dalvin Cook did exactly what they brought him in for. 22 for a buck 27. They got the balance. And New Orleans is getting there. You know, Adrian Peterson didn't have much of a game. But Drew Brees is still Drew Brees. The defense is better. They're going to win some games. But they were overmatched. And we talked about Broncos and the Chargers. Chargers could have won that game. They blocked the field goal at the end after freezing the kicker. Los Angeles is better. And thus far, Anthony Lynn hasn't changed. But they stayed in it. They came back with 14 fourth quarter points to make it close, and they were in a position to tie the game. They just didn't get it done. This week, lots of intriguing matchups. And as I said, right off the bat, and yeah, you know, you don't want to say must wins, but they are, in a way. Texans and the Bengals. I am firmly of the opinion that the Bengals are in deep doo-doo this year. I don't think that team has any interest in playing for Marvin anymore. They've got a bunch of talent. You look at that team and how much talent they have and how little they do with it. A.J. Green and Tyler Eifert and Jake Fisher and Andy Dalton, Jeremy Hill, Giovanni Bernard, and Joe Mixon. Come on. And he didn't score? What the hell does that say? And the defense is as good as any. Dunlap, Sims, Atkins, and Johnson up front, they signed Burfict to an extension. He's managed to stay out of jail, so I mean, I guess I'd do that. Defensive backfield is not great, but it's good. And they keep professing their love for Marvin, but they don't play for him. Sounds vaguely reminiscent of the Rex times. They lose a lot of games, man. A lot of games. Because after Houston, they're at Green Bay. They go to Cleveland. Buffalo at Pittsburgh. On the road from November 5th through November 19th with Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Denver, which isn't the toughest slate of schedules, but still, I mean, they're, you know, if they beat the teams they should beat, they're going to be somewhere around 500. If they show up like they did this past Sunday, they're going to lose a lot of games. And this week is the starting point. We'll see how Marvin mixes it up. Or, you know, the tendency, and I heard Brian Billick say this, so I'm going to give credit where it's due, is to blitz a rookie quarterback. Get after him, get up after him, the whole nine yards. The only problem is if Deshaun Watson is the quarterback, which he more than likely will be, and you blitz him, that enables him to go medieval on your ass with his legs. And we'll see how that plays out. Because his strength is his mobility, at least at this point in his development as a quarterback. So it is an intriguing game. And if Houston should lose that football game, their season's going to spiral out of control because they don't have a quarterback. They'll have to not go backwards. I like Houston tonight. I do. Browns and the Ravens. It depends, honestly, what goes on with Flacco. This Baltimore's an 8-point favorite. I'd be taking the points. I think Cleveland's going to lose the football game, but I think it's going to be a lot tougher than people think for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that the Baltimore offensive line is going to have to protect against that Cleveland defense, and that Cleveland defense is pretty damn good. I don't know if Garrett's going to be back or not. If he is, that's another issue they're going to have to deal with. They've got to get some running, and I don't know that they can do that against the Cleveland line, which means Flacco's going to have to open it up. But if he gets hit, I don't know how he's going to respond. Bills or Panthers? Bills are really bad. They have no idea what they're doing up there. Tyrod Taylor, 16 to 28 for 224 against the Jets, and they protected him. LeSean McCoy is going to try to run the ball. I think their defense is going to get exposed by Carolina. We saw what happened with Christian McCaffrey. Not bad so far. He and Jonathan Stewart. Nice 1-2 punch. He had 13 attempts for 47 yards. He also had 5 catches. You know, 38 yards. They're going to use him. And it looks like they're going to use him in the right way, which enabled Stewart to run up the middle and Cam not get hit. Stewart was 18 for 65 yards. Carolina's going to be tough to deal with because it looks like they're being coached properly. Now, I may have screwed up not putting them in the playoffs. They still haven't made the announcement on whether or not Jacoby Brissett's going to be the quarterback or not, or is it going to be Scott Tolzien? It's got to be Brissett if you have any hope of winning. And they had to, Andrew Luck's people had to put out a message that he's committed long-term to the Colts that he doesn't want out of his contract. So what does that tell you? And they have got to baby him till he's ready. They just can't do it. They can't put him back on the field until he's 100% because he'll get killed and he'll never be the same quarterback again. We'll see, especially if they don't go to Brissett. If Pagano's just clueless. He really is. Jaguars and the Titans. Titans on the road, 0-1. Jaguars 1-0. Titans will win this one. They will be able to say, okay, they've righted the ship. We'll see. Problem here is that, unfortunately, Bortles won't be able to hide, and they hit him last week. Eagles and the Chiefs. How impressive were the Eagles? I mean, the Chiefs. And how impressive were the Eagles for that matter? Any letdown? But I don't know that they could stop Tyreek Hill. This is going to be a good game. It'll be a fun game to watch. KC's 5.5. But I do like KC in this one. Yeah, they're going to have to earn their way back in. Patriots and the Saints, man, Patriots are going down to New Orleans. This team has flaws. Let's be blunt about this. They have flaws. They don't get a pass rush. And as of right now, they're not running the football. They will. Gillespie's going to be the guy down on the goal line, as I said he would be. But they did not do a good job on defense. They do not get a pass rush. Brady was average. He'll be better. They didn't use the weapons the way they needed to, and they paid the price. New England's defense, there's issues over there. They don't get a pass rush. They just extended Van Noy. We'll see. Defensive backfield is a good defensive back. Exposed. They'll go down. They'll beat New Orleans. But it's going to be a struggle. And a lot of people are going to be saying, what the hell's wrong with the Patriots? I just told you what's wrong with the Patriots. They're very fortunate they're playing in the division that they're playing in. Whatever idiots were talking about, hey, 16-0, you're out of your freaking mind. Vikings go to Pittsburgh. It'll come down to earth again. Pittsburgh will win this football game. Bears, who played very well in their loss, go to Tampa Bay. Mike Glennon. I'm going upset special here with Chicago. They're a much better team than people think they are. And I think the distractions of the hurricane, having the first game postponed, having to go back, everybody saying, yeah, they're going to play with a chip on their shoulder because of the hurricane. Yeah, okay, they are. Well, you saw what happened with Houston doing that. And I really think Chicago is going to win this football game. I do. Ask. Dolphins head west, go out to San Diego. San Diego, it's going to be tough. Dolphins hadn't played. Cutler back in the National Football League. I like the Chargers at home against this, and they're going to start Cutler talk right away. He's just got to get his feet wet again. Give him a little time. Jets and the Raiders walk over for Oakland. Jets might not win a game. We'll see. Cowboys at the Broncos heading up to Denver. Denver played well enough. I don't think they play well enough this week. Cowboys on the road. Step aside. When we come back, we'll wrap up the rest of the slate here in the attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Yeah, there is. Skins heading out west to the Rams. I like the Rams at home. Like I said, they're going to tease a lot of people out there, but there'll be some excitement in Los Angeles because of their ease of schedule at the start. Seattle playing the 49ers. It'll be a long year for the 49ers, but they will get to make their decision as they watch across the country and decide whether or not Kirk Cousins is going to be their quarterback going forward, and I think the answer is no to that. Packers looked pretty darn good, and it's basically a toss-up game. Atlanta given three at home. Atlanta's 1-0, so at least for 1 week, Super Bowl hangover stayed away. I like the Packers on the road. I mean, I understand it'll be the new Georgia Dome and all that stuff. Mercedes-Benz Stadium is what they're calling it now. You won't be able to get Chick-fil-A because on the road. I think they're going to get it done. The defense a little better than what I thought. And against Atlanta, they can get away with throwing the football as much as they do. And, you know, we'll see. And Monday night special, Lions Giants. We'll take care of that on Monday. But Giants better start working on an offensive line. Seriously. No. Well, that's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. A lot of fun, a lot of frivolity, a little social commentary. And Houston finally announced that Watson is going to be their quarterback. They released it this morning just now. They gain Watson, they lose Cushing. 10 games for PEDs. How it is. Oh, and another headline as well. We'll see. Josh Gordon will be ending his treatment soon. He's been in rehab for a long time now. Fourth time around. What's more important, your career or weed?